Welcome back to the new week, and it is Monday again, so we're just going to talk about something particularly random. Today I want to talk about something that I do, and I kind of do it without thinking, and therefore when I was doing the whole Sigil series, sorry, not the Sigil series, the Servitor series, which is in a playlist on this channel, I kind of skipped it and missed it, and in the course didn't even think about it either, but I was having a conversation with somebody last week that kind of brought it up. So anyway, let's get into that. But first, let's do an intro. Welcome to my channel. You are entering the world of magic and mysticism with your host, Lee W. Johnson. Keep the lights on and help improve the channel by becoming a supporter for just $2.99 per month. Hit the join button. All right, so last week I was having a conversation with one of my students, and it came up. The question was asked, mostly from an animistic point of view, do those artificially created laboratory grown crystals actually contain a spirit? Because if we talk about, well, animism, really everything contains a spirit, but if we think about crystals in general, crystals, gemstones, you know, rocks, we often consider them to contain a spirit. Some people will say they don't, that's fine, they're not animistic, or they don't have that particular worldview or belief, and that's absolutely fine. But from an animistic perspective, how does this work? So if we think of a crystal, or just a rock that you can pick up on the street, you know, walk down the street, pick a rock up, that rock, from an animistic perspective, contains a spirit, okay? It has a spirit of its own. And we could consider this to be something that's living. It's a rock, a tree contains a spirit, a blade of grass contains a spirit. These are all living things. They are all natural natural items created from natural things. They are of nature, if we can put it that way. So when it comes to something which is artificially created, does it contain a spirit? Now this comes back to last week's video, Monday Musing, about house spirits. When we think of a house spirit, we can consider this spirit to be contained within a body, which is the house itself. The physical body is the house, which contains the house spirit. Now, again, this comes back to an animistic perspective. People who are not or were not animistic in nature would have maybe assigned this spirit to a particular fae or fairy, the brownies, the hobgoblins, etc., etc. But there is a belief that the house spirit is the spirit of the building itself, of the house. And we can, in our modern times, we can have a look at this from the perspective of an office block. An office block will contain a spirit. It is a building which was created, it was brought into existence, and therefore, during its creation, during its building, it formed a particular energy, and that energy became the house spirit. Or a spirit of the building, spirit of the house. So I would say yes, personally. I would say yes, any of these artificially created crystals are grown in a lab would contain a spirit, because they, during the creation process, an energy is formed around that, which we can consider to be a spirit from, as I said, the animistic perspective. Now, this then brought me to working with servitors, the creation of servitors, and how we house them. And I've spoken about housing your servitors, you know, taking a rock and using the rock or a plant or something like that to actually house the servitor. You know, it can come back, you put energy into the house, it can come back and it can feed off that energy and go off again and do whatever it needs to do. So every now and again it comes back for a feeding almost, or just for a rest period, or whatever the purpose may be. But I've spoken about housing the servitors, but something that I completely and utterly glossed over and completely forgot was, what do you do with a spirit that's already in that item? Okay, so, you know, it is something I do automatically and therefore didn't think about it. So I thought I'd better actually cover this now and add it to that playlist. So really, this video is about housing servitors in other items which already contain a spirit. What you do is it's very simple, really. You get the item, you find an item, and you ask the spirit of that item whether it will allow this other energy to come in and live in that space, to share the space with that spirit itself. So if you take a rock, you would then ask the spirit of the rock if it will allow you to create this, you tell it you're going to create this energy being, this servitor. Would it mind if this energy being just came and lived in its body for a period of time? Very similar to if we move into a house. We come and live within the body of this particular house spirit. We live in its physical body. And therefore, we need permission to do that. We should. I mean, we don't, because Western people just don't do this anymore. But we should ask permission if we can actually move into that house. And obviously, you know, there's a lot of questions that come up with this, you know. We can't go around and ask every single house spirit if we can live in the house, and then the one that says yes, we then sign the lease. Yes, okay, that gets a bit difficult, but there are certain things you can do in order to appease the house spirit. But that's not really what this video is about. This is about asking the spirit of a rock or a plant or something you've built, a home for the actual spirit, the servitor itself. Again, as you're creating something, it forms an energy. Now, if you are creating something from scratch, that energy could form around the actual servitor, in which case the servitor becomes the spirit of that home because you've created it with that in mind. But if you are going to take something like a rock, like a plant, a pre-existing object, whether it has been man-made or whether it is from nature, it's natural. It could be a birdhouse that somebody else has made. That creation has already been brought into existence, therefore it's probably got a spirit attached to it already. But as I said, if it's something you are creating from scratch, then you can form that around the actual energy of the servitor. But in the case of coming back to, I'm just going to use the example of a rock. It's probably easiest. I usually use rocks when I house servitors. I like rocks. What I'll usually do is I'll go to the river and actually find a rock in the river. I like them. It's personal. But what I'll do is I will look or seek out a rock. You kind of put out your feelers. It's kind of the way to describe it. It's almost like extending thousands and thousands of energy threads from your body and feeling around to see where the rock is, where the spirit is that will allow you to house your servitor. And then you kind of get drawn to that spot, and then you single down to that one particular rock. And you then pick up the rock, you then do a formal request, you know, I am speaking to the spirit of this rock in my hands, and would you allow me to house my servitor within your body? And you explain what it's for and everything else. And then if you get a positive reaction, cool. If you get a negative reaction, put it back and start again. But usually you get a positive reaction because you've already put out those feelers and been drawn to that particular rock. Though you could have made a mistake and picked up the wrong rock, in which case you just start again. Okay, but that's kind of how I do it. And as I said, do it. It's kind of second nature. All of these things become second nature. So every now and again, I will be explaining something and completely forget about describing something because it is second nature to me. So I do try to realize that mistake and come back and explain it. So that's why I'm making this video today. All right, so in a nutshell, if you are going to house your servitor in a pre-existing body, rock, plant, birdhouse, whatever, It might be. I actually picked up a. Actually, let me show you. I picked up a shell of a. It's a giant African snail. Land based. Not this is not from the sea. This is land based. It's beautiful. I love it. And I'm going to use that to house a particular spirit of familiar of some kind. But, you know, in this case, this I feel, okay, this again becomes quite personal. In this case, I feel like I am repurposing something. This used to be the house of a snail. Now, the snail has recently died and left the house behind. So now the house has been abandoned. Therefore, it's sort of empty. We could consider it to still have a spirit. The house itself has a spirit, and the snail had a spirit, and they just combined. The snail lived within the house. That's absolutely reasonable. So I would go ahead and, you know, ask, just check it, if there is a spirit in there first. You know, just work with it for a while and just make sure that it's happy, that if I do bring this other being in and house it within the shell, whether there's going to be a conflict or not. So, you know, I will go ahead and do that before I actually go ahead and just blasé, just throw this spirit inside the snail shell. But quite often, you know, these are abandoned houses, and it's actually nice to bring a good spirit along and include it in the house itself. And if there is a spirit in there, it usually invites that or allows that quite easily, because, you know, it's been abandoned by its previous owner and who it loved. And therefore it will want another good spirit to come along and live in it. But anyway, I think you get the idea. So again, coming back to in a nutshell, because now I went off topic again, or down a rabbit hole. In a nutshell, if you're going to use a pre-existing object to house a servitor, just check with the spirit of the object beforehand to make sure it's happy that you are going to do this. And obviously, this depends if you believe that there is a spirit in that object to begin with. If you don't, that's a completely different story. But if you do, then just bear that in mind. Okay. And that's it for today. Just wanted to bring that up. I thought it was quite important. And I'll see you next time, next week. Have a good one. Cheers for now. Bye-bye.